It's draft day. We're in the war room with Jaguars general manager Dave Caldwell. What's your routine on draft day? What time did you get here today?
Well, I slept in and hung out with my wife a little bit and my son before he went to school, and came in and went and did a little workout down in San Marco, and came down here and just got some lunch and hung out and now showered and cleaned up a little bit.
You've done this a few times now. It's your third draft for the Jags. So what changes in your routine, your final preparation, the few hours left?
You know, not a whole lot. You just kind of waiting to see if you hear from any teams in terms of any possible trade scenarios. And we haven't heard much, but if we do, you know, we'll take a look at everything involved.
It's the end of a long process, obviously. The huge scouting staff, the coaching staff involved more than the last couple of years combined now. But just take us through that whole process. This started even before last year's draft.
Right? Yeah, you know, our scouts have been working on next year's draft already for the last about 4 or 5 months. So we always try and stay about 6 months ahead of the draft, and then or a year and 6 months ahead of draft. And so just up until about from the combine on, we've met with our coaching staff and our personnel staff on a daily basis, and feel good about the plan we have in place.
Take us through your final checklist in this room tonight. What else do you need to get done, and what's left for you to do?
Well, we got cookies, so that's good. I would say that's about it, and then maybe get a little bit of excitement in here and some, maybe some music, I guess. That's about it.
Music. What kind of music do you play on draft night?
It's up to Marty Miller, our West Coast scout. He's the draft day DJ.
Dave, the have there been phone calls? Has it been busy?
It hasn't really been too busy, to be honest with you. I think you know, most of the phone calls are probably going on maybe a little bit in front of us for those teams that need quarterbacks. And then there's been just some basic, hey, you know, we may have some interest in moving up or back, but not the first round, but maybe in the second or third round. So we've just been talking about that.
You said last week at the draft luncheon that you had narrowed it down to 4 or 5 guys. Is it even more narrow now?
Yeah, I think we got narrowed down to 3. Worst case scenario, if our first 2 go off at 1 and 2, we're there with our 3rd pick. But I think if we sit at 3, we have a pretty good plan in place.
I know you always visit with Mr. Shad Khan before the draft. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to do that? And what are his thoughts and final thoughts for you?
You know, actually, as soon as I get done with you right here, I have a meeting with Shad at 3 o'clock, and I'm sure it would be insightful as usual.
Dave, good luck to you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.